The Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield has taken control of the last parish-based high school in western Massachusetts. Just a week before the new school year begins at St. Mary's High School in Westfield, Bishop Mitchell Rosansky announced the private Catholic school is now under new management.
This morning, I would like to formally announce that St. Mary's High School will become a diocesan school.
The diocese assuming control of the high school from St. Mary's Parish is the result of recommendations made by a commission appointed by Rosansky last year to chart the future of Catholic education in western Massachusetts in the face of declining enrollments and rising costs.
This is a very positive step and an improvement in our governance and in strengthening our Catholic schools.
Rosansky first announced the change in a letter dated August 17th to members of the St. Mary's Parish and school communities. Rosansky and Daniel Belargin, the superintendent of the diocesan schools, held a news conference at the high school Wednesday to answer questions about the move. There should not be any immediate noticeable changes, they said. The school's staff that has committed for the upcoming year will remain in place. St. Mary's High School, which was founded in 1898, nearly closed after the 2018 school year, but was given a reprieve. In examining the school's operations, officials said it was functioning as a regional school with a large percentage of students coming from communities throughout western Massachusetts and even Connecticut. But the high school was not financially sustainable for the parish, which also operates an elementary school. Belargin said he is confident the diocese can successfully run St. Mary's High School.
We believe that St. Mary's is a vital part of Westfield, a vital part of the Catholic school system in our diocese, and we want to protect that vitality going forward.
The diocese operates Pope Francis High School in Springfield with an enrollment of almost 400 students. St. Mary's High School will start the school year with 87 students.
Running a small school provides certain challenges, but with a reconstituted board of directors with a good strategic plan for how to do it, prudent enrollment growth, and good business practice, a small Catholic high school can really do a lot of great things that maybe even a larger Catholic high school cannot.
St. Mary's High School principal Matt Collins said the response from parents he's spoken with about the change has been positive.
Yeah, we're asking parents when they enroll their child as a freshman to make a four-year commitment to us. What they're asking in return is for us as a school and a diocese to make that commitment back to them. And this diocesan takeover, as they call it, I don't really consider it a takeover because the diocese really has been involved, you know, all along. It gives them that, shows them that commitment from us as a school and from the Catholic Schools Office and from the diocese.
The current parish school board will remain in place to oversee the elementary school. A new board with limited jurisdiction will be created to help support the high school. Reporting from Westfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.